probably my favorite scenes in The Last Detail. Just the scenes where, I mean, I love the whole movie, but when we get to those scenes, I say, oh good, we're here again. I love the fight between Mulhall and Badusky on the train. They go to the back of the train between the two cars and have a fight. And it's done with very long dissolves, which I love in most all of Hal Ashby films. He's a master of doing very long and beautiful dissolves, very emotional dissolves. And you can tell that he used dissolves in this sequence to shorten it. You can tell that the script was much longer and they had to find a clever way to condense in that moment. But the way they did it, like all good editing, the way they did it makes it feel deliberate. Ashby uses the long dissolves in pretty much all of his films, at least that I haven't seen his 80 films. But in the 70s films, there's a beautiful sequence in The Landlord when Beau Bridges is out on a date with the dancer and he winds up with her at the end. But they stay up all night and they meet at the club where she dances, and then they go to a restaurant and talk. And then it's now daybreak, and they're walking across the street to her apartment. And he's asking her how old she is. And you see they're walking in wide, wide, wide shot, but you hear their voices in your ear. And instead of the very beautiful long dissolves, Bound for Glory has beautiful dissolves. Harold and Maude has beautiful dissolves. But we use a lot of dissolves in my pictures, and nowadays people don't use that many dissolves in modern film, and I don't know why. Somehow, its dissolves have entered the unfortunate club with voiceover and zooms. Things in film you're not supposed to use, and I don't know why. Dissolves even predate movies. They go back to the age of the magic lantern. And that's how they go from one image to the next. And there's a beautiful shot when Jack Nicholson sitting alone at the table and the train is vibrating and there's a sound of a glass hitting a plate.
I love the fucking detail, I suppose.
And it's quite loud, and I like that sound of a glass hitting a plate, vibrating against a plate on the train. So I like that scene a lot. And the other scene I like is the party scene, when they meet the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo people and then bump into them at a restaurant or a bar, and they get invited back to this party, and they have this, they smoke pot and drink and have a party, and that's a really delicious scene.
I've seen things, seen men do things I wouldn't even begin to tell you at a time like this, my fair darling.
I can see what it's done for you.
Can you? That's wonderful.
Must be the uniform.
They are cute, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I like the way, you know what I like about it? One of my favorite things about this uniform is the way that it makes your dick look.
This movie also has my favorite extra in any film. They're walking down the street. I think they're in, I can't remember if they're in Washington or in New York. Supposedly New York, they shot a lot of that in Toronto. And they're walking down the street. It's a lateral tracking shot. And a short guy in a corduroy jacket, who looks like he's in a hurry to go somewhere, just walks right past them.
He's 18 years old.
And I always notice that extra. I go, that's a great extra. Wonderful patheticness of these guys is, I love it when they're drinking, they somehow can't go to a bar, and they buy cans of beer and drink them in a parking garage.
The Human Torch, when he goes like this, he throws a ball of flames up on you and the fucking building goes up. And he had a littler guy flies around with him.
And I also like later when it's really cold, I think there's even snow on the ground, and they have a picnic with hot dogs out in the park, and one of them forgets to bring the buns. Those are very beautiful scenes.
What's he doing? Bravo, Yankee. Bravo, Yankee.
bye-bye, end of the word. Hey, this son of a bitch is running away. Let him!
Bye-bye. And then when they have to chase Larry through the snow and he trips, and in that long shot they have to beat him up. I don't think it is almost a love story. I think it is a love story among those three men. And that's another thing of the age too, is love stories among men. I'm blanking on others, but this and Midnight Cowboy are very beautiful love stories among men. And the thing that's so heartbreaking about The Last Detail is that it's an impossible love, because they have these roles which are defined for them by the military. You know, part of them wants to just go on a lifelong road trip together. And just the fact that they take such pity on this poor guy and want him to have a beautiful experience before he goes to prison. As I say, they love him and he loves them. He tells them how much he loves them. He says, they're my best friends.
I couldn't.
Why not?
It would be their ass.
What do you owe them?
They're my best friends, Donna.
I'll tell you what I don't like about the movie. It's the one thing I don't like. And I understand the choice, but ultimately, I don't think it works as well as another choice might have for the film, which is the mock military music. He has some regular score, but then when he wants to sort of make fun of the fact that he, meaning Ashby, make fun of the fact they're in the military and supposedly military people act with such appropriateness and they're acting like such scoundrels, he plays kind of a military march. Maybe once or twice, but he keeps using it, and I've seen the picture maybe, I don't know, 15 times, and it starts to really pull me out of the picture. At least the score is fantastic, and it's a very old English piece with the low woodwinds when they drop Meadows off at the prison. That works beautifully and really, really gets you. The Last Detail, Ponickson wrote a sequel that reached my hands, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago. We're speaking now in 2016, so maybe around 2010, maybe earlier. I can't exactly remember. But anyway, the idea was to take the three characters and where they are now in their 60s or 70s or whatever they are, and put them on a mission together. And the mission had something, it's been a while since I read it, it had something to do with getting a body, the body of a soldier killed in Iraq, to burial or to his mother or something. And I believe maybe it was Meadows' son. And it was pretty good. I liked it, I flirted with it for a while. Chose not to do it. But I think it got published, and it's worth it. I think it's Two Flags Flying or Three Flags Flying, something like that. Ponickson's a wonderful writer. Richard Linklater was supposed to, he picked it up around the time that I also read it, but I haven't heard anything about it since.